The 20th, I guess. Right. No. May the 14th. I asked Mark if he could give me the tickets that he had, and he said, I have them in my coat pocket. So he corrected his mistake.
Why didn't somebody count one?
She does. She's 14 years.
Why didn't somebody count it? Were you the only one that saw it?
No. After he left.
Uh-huh.
Barry noticed.
Who counted it?
Huh?
Who said it was him?
How'd they find out it was Billy's kid?
Because he was sitting by her.
And did they find him on him?
She counted him.
Mm-hmm.
No, I...
Maybe she just made that up.
He stashed them.
Did anyone see him stash them?
He put them somewhere.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah.
You sure Barry just didn't make the whole thing up?
He was going.
Well, that's not a good place to do milk, number one.
Sorry.
Number two, you're not the kid?
Yeah.
No, why would you love this boy? Mark is the sweetest little child that has ever
been. Where have you been?
I've been watching Mark, and I know how good and sweet he is.
Can I see him, Nathan?
See, look at him. Look at him.
Ow!
See how cute he is? And how good. There's no one as good as he is. Ross, I know. Why don't you try to be as good as he is? Ross, see if you can try to be as good as he is. See if you can try.
Who wants butter?
See if you can try.
Yeah, that's good, huh? That's good.
He's not doing anything bad. You are. You're yelling.
He sucked his finger and went.
You're yelling. That's bad. Look how sweet he is. Suck his finger and quietly.
I don't know. I'm done myself.
That means he's a baby.
Pouring it because it's so
full.
I don't want him.
If I were you, I would back off. Ross and Mark, eat your food. Daddy is not happy with your behavior.
He's starting.
Something pretty serious. What's the word?
Now, please.
Hold on.
Sugar in your life?
That's nice. You're going to go like that, right?
What?
You're going to go to church?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I'm the only guy who's going to go to that.
Huh.
Now look how sweet and quiet they're being.
Can you imagine Marianne has a house?
He dropped a donut to the floor, and we said, could have been worser. And I said, it could have been worser? You mean it could have been worse? And he said, what if each one of these had been a cup of milk? And he pointed to a couple donuts that he hadn't dropped. What would have happened then, Mark, if each of those had been...
The glass would break and the milk would...
I'm done.
Yeah, it's done with picking its nose.
Is that true that you pick your nose?
No. Yeah, he does it with the chocolate chip.
Well, that's pretty disgusting.
I liked it.
Disgusting.
And I also know a trick with a pretzel.
What?
You bite it into like a ring shape, then you bite one half of it off, stick it in your nostrils, and you go woo like you're a bull.
That's fun.
I don't think I can give you
boys your allowance. He didn't warn me.
Why do I have to warn you about being good? Do I have to say, Mark, whenever we start the dinner, do I have to say, Mark, please don't drop your milk on the floor?
Yeah.
Mark, please don't fall out the window. Mark, please don't go pee on the floor. Is this stuff that you have to say?
Yeah.
Okay, every morning when I wake up, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a long list of things not to do. Okay, and then you have to read them when you wake up, and then all day you don't get to do that. Was that good enough? All the things you're not supposed to do that day?
Yeah.
I'll tell you some things you don't have to do.
What?
You shouldn't do. Which you do.
Give us the shortest allowance in the world.
No, I'm the littlest allowance in the world.
You do want me to give you some.
Dad.
What? No. These are things you do and you should. You should give us bigger allowances because you give us smallest allowances.
Guy. Mark, if he wanted blueberries in his pancakes. And he said no, and I asked him if he wanted blueberries in his muffins. And he said no, and he said, I like to eat things the way they are. I like hamburgers without the ketchup. And when I eat pancakes, I like them without the chocolate chips and without the blueberries. And when I eat muffins, I like them without the blueberries. So.
He said, you remember the dessert kind of apples that we used to eat? They tasted so good. Is that right, Mark? We used to eat? Don't say that. Marky, is that right? We used to eat?
We used to eat.
Recognize a stranger from my real mom in real life.
I can recognize how she acts. If she acts like when I say something really.
It's
not a different one.
Marky asked me, just came back from a trip to Wisconsin, and Marky asked me, how much times would it be bad for you if you used, how much times a day would it be bad for you if you used Visine? And Marky, did you say how much times a day would it be, how do you say it? Say it again. How much? Oh, how much time? What?
How much times a day should you use Visine to to make your eyes bad?
To make your eyes bad?
Yeah.
You want to make your eyes bad?
No.
How many times a day should you use it if you don't want to make your eyes bad?
How many? Well, about two. I mean, huh? Like, if you don't, well, actually, I think you shouldn't use it. I think you should just, like, at least use it twice.
Twice a day? You can use it twice a day?
No, not twice a day, just twice.
You don't mean how many times a day.
No, just twice your life.
Use Visine.
Twice your life, at least.
Uh-huh.
Just at least twice your life. Yeah.
You mean to ask if how many times, if you use it more than?
Well, water's better.
What?
Water's better.
Yeah, but I mean, we need to know how many times, right?
Well, like, two times in your lifetime, but...
Would that be okay?
Yeah, at least two times in your lifetime.
And what if you used it more?
You mean like thousands and thousands? Then you would just die real quickly.
Mm-hmm. And
after a couple
days. What kind of things would happen to you first?
Your eyes would start going... They'd start getting...
Then what would happen next?
And your nose.
Ross, quiet. Let's tell Marco. What would happen next?
I think it would. I think first it would, like. I think. Look!
Ross, what?
I think it would be like the eyes would go and soil up.
Yeah? Soil up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mix after, up a lot.
It'd mix up a lot. And then what would happen next?
It would get real dry around your eyes.
Yeah?
And then you'd just go like.
Would you die, or would your eyes just fall out?
No, you'd go like...
Would you turn blind?
You'd go like this. You'd go like...
And fall down.
If you know what I mean.
Ross
Cannon.
Yeah, Ross.
Yeah.
In that
can. Where should it? The sock be? If it's a dirty one, it should go in the garbage can.
No.
I bet I know where the garbage can is.
Mark, how many dirty ideas have you had and would it be bad to have a day?
Wait, I want to tell something.
Answer my question first. How many dirty ideas have you had and would it be bad to have a day?
Bad to have a day. Would that make you have a bad day?
What do I mean?
I get it.
Okay.
How many dirty words would it make you have a bad day?
No. No. Not that one. Try it again.
What?
How many words? How many dirty words if you had a day would it make you be bad?
How many words would you have a day to make you bad? Oh, I've got it. How many words?
How many?
10.
What does that mean? What would happen if you said those 10 dirty words?
Your parents would go and just throw you to side to side and throw you in the room and spank you and then lock you in your room.
And let me ask another question. How many dirty little boys that you had and would make it difficult to be a parent?
One. 10.
No. like about 10.
10?
8.
10? 10 parents or 10 dirty little boys?
8 kids.
Yeah,
they're all him.
Nuh-uh. Four are you.
No way!
Most yeah, that's fair.
No. Okay, 5 are me, 5 are you. 16,000 are you.
And 2 Molly and Charlie.
And
Let me ask you one last question. I've got one last question for him, okay? How many stupid questions, the answer of which you don't know, if your father asked you a day, would it be too difficult to know?
No. I don't know.
The answer of.
You know the answer of.
Mark.
Shut up, Ross.
Mark, pay attention. This is important.
Can you answer that?
Sorry. Shut your trap.
How many stupid questions, if your father asked you a day, the answers of which you wouldn't know, would it be too hard to answer?
Say it, child.
About all of
say
them.
Say it, child type.
About all of them with him.
That was the simplest I can say.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna get his
Mark,
Ross, put a
put a rock in it. Put a rock in it, Ross.
Put a rock in it.
Put a rock in it.
I can't step understand.
Step a sock in it, Dad. Put a sock in it, Dad.
Do
you know how some kids suck their thumbs?
Yeah.
Why don't you try it? Why don't you pick up the hat?
What?
Why don't you pick up the hat?
Have you looked at a mirror lately? I don't think you saw it.
I really like what I saw, too. I really like what I saw,
you know what you saw? Then you like a horror movie. I know what he saw. He saw a nice horror movie. No, he saw a nice, sweet head. Nice sweet arms, nice sweet legs, nice sweet hands,
yep.
And all that.
You got it, Mark.
With
boogers
and dogs, and eyes popping out the ears.
With nice, nice ears and nice, nice ears. You can take my shirt away.
Wait.
Can't
you're gonna lose it.
You lose it badly.
Oh.
No joke.
I'm gonna tell you something secret.
I'm coming here.
Now, tell Mark. Tell your father what I took you and Ross to see.
Short circuit.
Short circuit. Why did you go to a short circuit?
Circuit.
Short circuit? What does that mean?
A short circuit.
Does that mean you went to see robots?
Yes.
Oh, it was a short circuit.
It was a movie.
Uh-huh. And was it any good? I think that's the main question. Was it any good?
It was
terrific. It was, huh?
Terrific.
Terrific. Uh-huh. Why was it so terrific?
What? It was terrific.
Why was it so terrific?
From your point of view?
My planet is called Mark.
My friend is called Mark.
What does he mean when he says it was neat from his planet, Ross? Does he live on another planet?
I live on a planet called Smart.
Yeah.
Whoever goes on Smartland has a smart brain forever.
Did you ever let your brother come?
Kids like you come from a planet called Dom.
Ross, planet.
Why?
You haven't you
lately?
You know something, Ross?
What?
You ought to go to the store.
Why?
Because you're going to have so much canned vegetables that you're
going to
be able to sell them.
Yeah, well, you ought to open up an underwear store. Because you got to put a sock in it every time you speak.
Star.
I was born in the UIX. I was born in the AYA. AYA?
What does that mean?
I was born in the MRF. I was born in the MRF. Oh, I was born in the TOA. I was born in the HEAD.
Head.
H-E-A-D.
That means head. That's what it spells, head. I was H-E-A-D. It went.
I was born in the A. Dad, the thing's going. Yeah.
Oh my.
I was born in the USA. I was born in the POO. I was born in the POP. I was
Mark said, I'm tired of being Mr. Do... Oh, come on, you guys. I'm tired of being Mr. Doolittle stuff. What he meant is, I'm tired of being the guy who has to crawl under the couches to put little things, to put plugs in, because I'm so little.
Yesterday? Timmy, he was riding his bike and he fell off of it and he had a brain problem.
Slipped into a coma.
Yeah. No. Okay. Even his mom told Mrs. Martinelli. The mom told Mrs. Martinelli they fell off.
That he forgot about. What did he forget about?
He forgot about everything. Even his name.
And is he still in the hospital?
And he even forgot all about school and everything. All that. And he even forgot that he went to school that day and all the other days and all that. He forgot everything.
Can he eat?
I think.
If he's in a real coma, he can't even eat.
The teachers.
Are they worried about him?
The teacher told us.
Of course they're worried about him.
What?
No. Dad asked if they were worried about him.
I think so. Yeah.
Boy in your class?
Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy's not the street.
What?
Up there.
Oh no, that one moved.
He moved. Jimmy moved.
Oh yeah?
Timmy, not Jimmy. Oh, no, Jimmy.
Which one's Timmy?
Timmy is the black haired guy.
Where's the dog?
Green.
Where's the dog?
I don't know.
Well,
Jimmy, there was Timmy and Jimmy, right?
He had to go to hospital.
One of the kids lived up the hill here, and the other lived over that way.
Tim, there were two nice kids. One was Timmy and one was Jimmy. They were both big.
Yeah.
And Ross says that Timmy, rather Jimmy, lived up the hill and he was blonde.
And he moved.
Not, doesn't live East Line anymore. No, he's not. And what about Jimmy?
And Jimmy must have been the dark haired boy.
And he's the one that hurt himself.
No, Timmy.
What?
Timmy.
Oh, another Jimmy.
Yes, Timmy, no.
Timmy and Jimmy.
Jimmy was blonde. Jimmy, as in Jane, James. Jimmy.
Oh, lived up the hill.
Was blonde, lived up the hill, moved.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy was dark haired.
Mm-hmm. Lived up the hill.
And
yeah.
Jimmy, the Jimmy loved Stephanie.
Oh yeah.
And she loved him. She called him her cutie pie. Mm.
I thought Stephanie was after you.
I know. She is. She thinks she's my friend.
Really sure.
I see you were her friend when she was after this first grader.
I never liked her.
I know you didn't.
Hey, is Stephanie a first grader?
No.
Yeah.
Third.
How come first, if she was madly in love with a first grader?
Well,
kindergartner.
No.
Huh?
Well, this, well, she was in love with him in kindergarten.
Oh, when she was a second grader.
She was a big kid.
Well, Holly likes Mars.
But Mark, not this one, Mark Keller, likes Kimmy. Kimmy who? Kimmy. Kimmy. The one that dresses like a punk. Oh, I hate him. She thinks she's cool. She isn't.
I'm best corn about to buy that.
Too bad I can't take it too much.
Corn.
I can't buy it too good. That's why I hurt my teeth.
My
oh, that's easy.
I know.
Ow.
This is popcorn, but
okay.
The corn from,
oh,
but it's soft sweet.
This tooth is coming loose. This one already is, but this one's coming loose. Let me see.
Boy, when your teeth fall out, they're going to fall out with a vengeance, a whole mouthful.
I know, this one's loose
to,
too.
We're going to have to serve you pureed vegetables and
these
stuff like that.
These two.
You guys,
you don't have to start right here.
You guys,
these two are loose and this one is.
Oh, God.
And then
I'll tell you what, when we get the tooth fairy, can we just tell her to stay in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Right enough, then. Hey, tooth fairy.
Stick around, tooth fairy.
Hold on. There's going to be a couple more following.
Hmm.
Daddy.
Which one's going to come first?
Huh? Which one's going to come first? This one.
What?
This one, probably. And then this one, and then that one.
Top one?
This one, then this one, then that one.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, I thought I bit into the seeds.
I'm going to move it.
How's your spacer situation coming?
Empty.
Spacer? Nothing in there? Anything coming in? I'm going to wait till the other guy comes.
Dad.
I think you have a tooth up there.
Hmm?
I've been into the seeds.
Oh, good. Now, Marty, go back and finish it all off like a regular meat little boy.
I can't. Hurt my tooth.
That's why you want to cut.
Just pull on it. It's an orange can. Have her pull it out. You don't like to go to a dog eating a bone.
I have to eat like this.
Yeah, and they'll pull it right out.
Yeah, but I don't get very much corn doing that.
You can get a lot of money from tooth fairy.
Corn. I know it goes a lot.
It wasn't intended as a joke. It was intended as a true statement.
He'll get $20. I bet you'll get $20 because so many people come out.
Do the two fairies have any money left when you get up to be that age? Mark, don't do that.
No.
You go to your plate, first of all, and stop making money. Mark? One more time.
Dad. Oh! My eye!
Oh! Oh my gosh. What about Sue?
Oh!
Ross, I'm cutting your horn off.
Oh. Thanks.
Want you to know that. So you'll be prepared to eat. There you are.
Oh, who is it?
Wasn't I a nice mom? Yikes. Mm. So dreadfully nice.
You better eat every little corn cob, corn kernel.
Oh.
No comment.
It's not as fun that way, Mark.
Oh,
so
my.
He has to do that because of course it's pretty.
I have to be cooked. Is that? I can eat like a pig.
You are a pig.
Don't eat like them.
You are a pig.
Watch it, boys.
Okay, here we are, June 15th, and it's Father's Day, and the boys are being very good.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's being good? Which one's being good?
Me.
Good boy. I kind of like those deviled eggs with olives. They're kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah? I have it.
It's different, you know? Give them a little flavor.
Anyway, I think your sister's pretty excited, but you know.
But what kind of business is it?
We didn't want little boys taking down the big 5-pound sugar canister and filling up the sugar bowl. And I said, but Daddy, I'm strong enough to lift it down, and I know what amount to fill it up to. Is that right, Mark?
Ross, you're being so bad.
Oh,
too late.
You're going
along, huh?
Mm-hmm. and you're running across the bridge. When you get to the other side, you should. When you get to the other side, you know what you should do? When you get to the other side of the bridge and you're on land again, and you're on the road and you're on the bridge, you know what you should do, Mom?
What?
You should get off of the track. That's what you should do. And get where you know, think it, where you think or know it's safe.
One.
so little, you're a piece of earwax in my ear. And Mark said, you're so little, you're a speck of dirt. And then, you're so little. I can't even see you. And what was this about who was the littlest? And what was this about? What do you mean he's the twerpiest? Mark, who's the twerpiest? Mark, who's the twerpiest?
I'm Ron.
How do you know?
Because he's real dumb. And fat.
He's so dumb that he couldn't even think of thought.
Russ is a bum. He's stupid. You're